we practice the Kuan Yin method. We know the light and sound, the one that you cannot see with your eyes, the one that you cannot hear with your ears. Because everything you can see and hear with the illusional eyes from this illusional body, illusional ears, they are all fake. And if you don't see truly magnificent, brighter than the sunlight, and you see just some dim light, then it's not the real light. That's the light from the astral level, from hell. Oh my God, La. I wish everybody who really wants to become a Buddha to study first, really study the theory first, the sutras from the Buddha first, and then to try to reach the levels that Buddha explained in all the sutras all over. You don't reach any of that. You come out because you have some maybe eloquent ability and then just talk anything, and people who don't know much also follow you blindly like that. And that creates bad karma for you. You can teach anything. There are many yoga methods, many qigong, many tai chi quan. You can teach people for sure. But you don't have to so greedily claim Buddhahood. And suddenly after God told me to tell you that I am a Buddha, which is the truth. I don't dare to tell lies, of course, because I know the law of karma, and I know who I am. And then suddenly, you know, many men jump out, everybody's Maitreya Buddha, or whatever not. It's funny, huh? Maitreya Buddha is only one, and that Buddha is really Buddha, has been Buddha since you cannot count how long ago, since time immemorial. It's not the first time. It's just this time the Maitreya Buddha has to appear. This time is special. Normally, Maitreya Buddha is already in Tusita heaven, in the same realm with the Amitabha Buddha. So in order to help our sentient beings and this whole world in time of big upheaval, the Maitreya Buddha went down to the earth and took the earthly physical body to help them. Otherwise, he didn't need to. He has his own already established heavenly realm, Buddha's land. And then it seems like a competition, you know. Quite a few men jump out. Everybody is a Maitreya Buddha. Oh God, there are no such things. They didn't study Buddhism. You have to know the characteristics of a Maitreya Buddha. It has to be the way Shakyamuni Buddha described it. Not just anybody just jumps up and down and moving hands and feet and claiming that he's a Buddha. Maitreya Buddha, even. He doesn't want to be any other Buddha, just has to be Maitreya Buddha. Isn't that funny? They don't use IQ even. Don't feel any disturbance of their conscience. I really don't want to waste my time on all this, but I have to. For the sake of others, vulnerable, faithful people who believe in Buddha's land, who believe in many Buddhas, who believe in Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, who believe in God. I don't want them to fall into this pit. The blind lead the blind. Both will fall into the pit. I don't want them to go in there, to fall down and hurt themselves and damage their spiritual opportunity. I don't even need you to follow me. Yeah, that's why I introduced to you many schools in order for you to go there and find a teacher and then learn whatever. If you don't believe in me, then you can go there and here to study with them, because I know they can help you, truly can. And they're more humble and more genuine. It's not like I want to hoard all the faithful to myself. I know that won't be possible, because people just sometimes suspect when things are so easy for them. Because this world is very hard, difficult, and everybody just expects that if you want to see your own Buddha nature and be enlightened, there has to be something extraordinarily difficult and hard to get. It's very hard to find the Buddha. But once you find the Buddha, it's easy. It's like just a flick of your fingers. But, you know, I'm tired of talking, truly. Just for the love of humankind and all beings that I have to. Otherwise, the best is I just stay quiet, do my things like all the so-called pensioners. I like that. Quiet. Take care of yourself when you're already old. You take care of yourself. You enjoy your leftover time from your earthly physical life. I don't really like to even go out or preach or do anything that attracts other people. It just attracts karma for yourself only. What do I get after becoming Buddha or not? Just stay in a forest under a wigwam and working day and night for the world, praying, meditating, and pouring all my financial resources and savings to make Supreme Master Television and many other related things. Otherwise, what do I get from being a Buddha, huh? You have to study. All of you who want to find the Buddha, who want to find enlightenment, have to study Buddhist sutras to understand what the Buddha say. Don't just jump out anywhere and proclaim that this person is a Buddha, that person is a Buddha. You're creating a terrible sin for yourself. The Buddha say you go to hell because this is the worst sin you can commit, claiming that you are a Buddha, but you're not. Or even praising somebody else as a Buddha, but he or she is not. That also will make bad karma for you. It's not like you can say anything you want or claim anything you want. Even some of them are still in the Kuan Yin method. It's not the method. It is my power that makes it work, that protects you, that lifts you up. It's not the method. There's no method even. The ones who have been initiated by me, you know it. There's no method. It's the master power that transmits to you to open your inner secret chamber so that you can see your own Buddha nature. You can see the light from God. Here, the Buddha's teaching, God's teaching by the vibration, the melody of the universe. That's how it lifts your soul up. Nothing in the physical movement or action or exercise or gymnastics can lift your soul up. Your soul is in different realm, different level of vibration. You can't just use a couple of waving hands and feet, then you can get to your soul. It's not like that. The physical body is for something else. We can use it in order to get enlightenment, but we don't have to jump around or move here, move there, anything. Of course, when you concentrate on something, then you might achieve something. Yeah, but it depends on that teacher, if he or she is really enlightened or not, high level or not. I saw many so-called Buddhas are very low level. I tell you the truth, and I'm not sorry. You better all behave yourselves, or you will all go to hell. I don't need to threaten you. Go look at the Buddha Sutras. See what the Buddha said about these kinds of people who have not reached anything, who know nothing of the inside Buddha's land, Buddha's world, and just go out and claim to be Buddha. And even Maitreya Buddha. Huh, what do you think you are, huh? How did you earn that Buddha status? Oh, you're really not afraid of hell, huh? Okay, return to your humble self. You truly have to go and find your true master. Learn first. Give up your ambition, wanting to be master this and that, especially wanting people to believe that you're Maitreya Buddha. Being a Maitreya Buddha, you do what for humans? What do you do? Huh? Can you lift somebody from hell to heaven? Huh? Can you fight all the devils to rescue the souls? Can you lift people who follow you to Buddha's land or heavens? Can you? Have you even traveled to Buddha's land and know what it looks like? Can you bring your followers up there? No. None of you can. Everybody knows that. Even the normal psychic would know that. Can see your aura is nothing. You don't have a bright aura. You don't have anything. Just claiming that for what, huh? Just for fame and gain, huh? Everybody else, outside people, they know they are still ignorant. They have not gotten anywhere yet. So they humble, go out to work, earn their own living, and keep their mouth shut instead of talking nonsense or telling the untruth. And you're leading your followers into the untruth era of world, fake world. Just adding another realm, another world into this chaotic mixed salad of a world already. So keep quiet. Go study Buddhist sutras first. Be truly repentant and find a really enlightened great master to teach you, to impart to you the inside power so that you become lifted up and become a true saint. many of my followers have already reached the Buddha's land, different Buddha's lands, and even the fifth level. But I don't dare to tell them. I don't want to risk their ego jumping up. I don't want to risk other so-called disciples ruining them by praising them, prostrating to them because they are great and wanting blessings from them. I want each one of my so-called God disciples to earn their own level of great enlightenment, to find their own Buddha nature or God spirit which dwells within you. Within you doesn't mean this physical body, it's just that the inner world is different. But the inner world is also contained within you. The whole universe is contained within you. But you know nothing about that. You don't know anywhere. You can't rescue people from hell and bring them to heaven. But big mouths dare to proclaim that you're Buddha, or hint so that your followers claim that you're Buddha. You are cheating whom, huh? You don't know that the whole heavens understand what you're doing, see what you're doing? Huh? You can't go anywhere except hell. If you continue that way, I'm warning you. I'm just trying to tell the truth and trying to explain in whatever way I can in this worldly language. Hopefully, all of you will understand and stop this sinful proclamation that you're Buddha and all that.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.